Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesach and Daf Tesvav. We are holding on the top of Tesvav Amud Aleph. I thank Alicia Graf very much again for covering the first daf of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. So laying the foundation for everything that we're going to do for the next week. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored the Zuchus, a continued refuah shalema for Agon Rav Kelmer Shlita, Yehuda Ben Rivka Leia, Hishav refuah shalema B'soch Shar Chale Yisrael. And it's also sponsored by Karen and Mark E. Benson, commemorating the yahrzeit of Mark's grandfather, Irving Benson, Zichrono Livracha, Yitzchak Ben Binyamin HaKohen, Zichrono Livracha's yahrzeit is today, the Nesham Shavon Aliyah, and we thank him very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we saw a Mishnah where there was there were three basic halachos in the Mishnah. Halacha number one was about kachim, that is a shlishi l'tuma, being mixed together with kachim, or burnt together with kachim, that is a rishon l'tuma, even though you are now intensifying the tuma of the shlishi and making it into a sheni. And then we also spoke about truma, that is an avatuma, ultimately, the way the Gemara explained it, together with truma, that is a shlishi l'tuma, and that too is intensifying the tuma status of the shlishi, but this time into a rishon, and even that wasn't a problem. And then the Mishnah had a machlokes, where Rabbi Meir went one step further, and he said that you're allowed to burn truma tahora together with truma tameya for Pesach, an erev Pesach, when you're burning chametz. If you have chametz, it's truma tahora, and chametz, it's truma tameya. Even though the truma tahora was not tameya at all before, you're allowed to burn them together and be metame it. And Rabbi Yossi didn't agree. Rabbi Yossi said, "Eina hi amida." Where do you see that in any of the previous positions? So the first thing we're going to do is try to figure out where Rabbi Meir, in fact, did see that. What about what was said earlier or later in later Mishnais led Rabbi Meir to that conclusion that truma tahora together with truma tameya that you can burn them together, you could be metame truma tahora. So we saw the first three possibilities yesterday, and today we're going to go through the next two possibilities of where that's what Rav Meir's shita is based on. And then the Gemara's Amud Beis is going to tell us the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who qualifies that once the seventh hour comes, even Rabbi Yossi, who disagrees in the Mishnah and says, no, you cannot burn truma tahora together with truma tameya, once the seventh hour in Erev Pesach comes, when all chametz is asa midaraisa anyway, then even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that chametz of truma tahora can be burned together with truma tameya. The Gemara is going to explore, well, which of the five understandings of Rabbi Meir does that chiddush fit with? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan is being mechadish, and even Rabbi Yossi would agree, where Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, well, we have five understandings of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Some of them are rejected right away, but some of them are not. So which one is he working with? And it's going to try to bring two proofs that Rabbi Yochanan is in fact correct, that once the seventh hour comes and all the chametz is asmi daraisa anyway, you're allowed to burn chametz truma tahora together with chametz truma tameya. And we're going to try to understand what Rabbi Yossi's critique of Rabbi Meir is in light of this way of understanding Rabbi Meir. So let's begin two lines from the top of the page. So again, just to quickly chazer over what the first three approaches were in terms of understanding. Where does Rabbi Meir get the impression that you're allowed to burn chametz of truma tahora together with chametz of truma tameya? So the first possibility the Gemara said was maybe it was based on Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, that Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim allows you to burn kachim that was on a low level of tuma together with kachim that was on a high level of tuma, because so the Gemara said, oh, so maybe that tells you that you're allowed to burn truma tahora together with truma tameya. So the Gemara says that can't be, because in Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim's case they were both tame already. It's just a matter of intensifying the level of tuma of one of them, but they were both tame already. So that's not a solid basis, a solid foundation to allow you to burn chametz and truma tahora together with chametz and truma tameya. Then the Gemara said, okay, maybe it's based on Rabbi Akiva's opinion that you're allowed to burn pasul oil in a ner that's tameh. You have truma that's a shlishi, and you're allowed to burn it in a ner shal mateches that's an avatuma. So you're intensifying the shlishi into a rishon. So we said, no, but that doesn't work either, because at least in that case the oil was already pasul. So yes, you're intensifying its tumah status, but it already had a tumah status. That should not lead Rabbi Meir to say that you can take something that's absolutely tahar and be metame it. So the third approach, which is one that we're going to come back to, and even when we move on to other approaches, we don't totally reject this one. The third approach that Elisha closed with yesterday is that it could be that Rabbi Meir understood that Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim permitted burning kachim that was only tamei midrabanan with kachim that was severely tamei midaoraisa, meaning it wasn't just lower level and higher level tumah. It was that the higher level tumah was a tumah midaoraisa. The lower level tumah was not even tamei midaoraisa. It was only tamei midrabanan, meaning from a daoraisa perspective. Everyone could just mute themselves, please. The lower level tumah was not from a daoraisa perspective was totally tahar, wasn't tamei at all. So it may be that Rabbi Meir understood that Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim permitted burning kachim that was tamei midrabanan with kachim that was tamei midaoraisa, even though it would introduce tumah daoraisa to that which was tahar on a daoraisa level. And Rabbi Chanina permitted that because the very idea that one food could be metame another food is itself only a din drabanan. Food in general cannot be metame food. So the rabbanan were makil for transmitting tumah drabanan to something that's already tame mi drabanan. Rabbi Meir learned from there that truma that can no longer be eaten, not because of tumah, but because of chame. It's ready the 6th hour of the day on Erev Pesach. So it no longer needs to be guarded from tumah midrabanan that's transmitted from another food. Because again, what did Rameir allow you to do? Take truma tamea food and truma Torah food and burn them together. That's food and food. Food can't be metami food on a daraisa level anyway. So that's all Rabbi Meir was saying. That once, anyway, you're not allowed to eat it on a Darabanan level, so we're going to be makil to allow for the Tumah Darabanan to be transmitted from one food to the other food. So says the Gemara now in the second line, Am Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara, Masnisin, a fourth approach to understanding where Rabbi Meir comes from, Masnisin Ba'ava Tumah Daoraisa, Vlada Tumah Daoraisa. No, maybe when Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim was talking about the burning of kachim that's very tamei with kachim that's not as tamei. It's talking about everything is tamei on the daoraisa level, and you don't have to say that Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim is talking about basar that only became tamei with the vlada tumah midrabanan. Umay midivrehem. What did Rabbi Meir mean then when he said midivrehem? If it couldn't be from Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, midivrei Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, it's based on something that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua had said. So says the Gemara, well, hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua? Where did Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua say anything that leads Rabbi Meir to this conclusion that you could take Truma Tamei and Truma Tahora and burn them together? So, hey Rabbi Yeshua, Ilei Mahar Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to tell me it's the following Rabbi Yeshua, Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us in the 8th paragraph of Maseches Trumos, that Chavish al Truma Shenol Lada Safek Tuma. If you have a barrel of Truma that had a Safek Tuma that it might or might not be Tamei, meaning a Tamei person went into the place where this barrel of Truma was, but he doesn't remember if he touched it or not. We don't know if he came into contact with direct contact with it or not, and he was metami it. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, imaisu munachas b'makom haturfa, yanichena b'makom hamutzna. That if it was put in a place where it can very easily become tamei, it still might not be tamei. So you have to protect it. You have to put it in a makom hamutzna. I guess I'll lower the volume. If everyone could please mute themselves. I don't know if this will help to lower the volume. If you put it in a makoma, if it was in a place where it could easily become tamei, put it in a place where it cannot easily become tamei. V'maisa megula yichasena, and if it was in a place where it was exposed, cover it up. Meaning, you still have to be concerned that it might be tahora, so you have the mishmeres trumasi. You have to protect the truma, make sure that it doesn't become tamei. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, just the opposite. V'maisa menachas makoma mutzna yanichena b'makoma turva. V'maisa mechusa. Yigalena, that if it's protected right now, leave it open, leave it unprotected, and take a higher risk that it's going to become tamei, because it's already anyway maybe tamei. It's already tuluya. You already think that it might be tamei. So the Torah does not require us to protect truma that's not roi lachila anyway, because it might be tamei. So you can't eat it anyway to protect such truma from tuma. When do I have a mitzvah to protect truma from becoming tamei? If I'm able to eat it, if a kohen going, who's tar, is able to eat it. Because what's the problem with truma becoming tameh? He's that you're not going to be allowed to eat it, but over here you're not allowed to eat it anyway. It's a truma that's safek tameh anyway, that's not royal achila. So Rabbi Meir maybe is deriving from Rabbi Yeshua that you're allowed to be metame truma tahora during the sixth hour of the day when you're burning your chametz, because anyway it's asr to eat. So there's no iser of being metame the truma. Maybe that's what Rabbi Meir is based on. This is possibility number four of what Rabbi Meir is based on. Says Marnal mi dami. You can't compare the two. Hasam grama bialma hach biadayim. You know, what was the case over there? We said that if it's in a very safe place, Rabbi Yeshua says, leave it somewhere where it's at high risk of becoming tameh. But did he say to take a sheretz and put it on the truma? Chas v'shalom. He never said to be metameh it biadayim. So where would Rabbi Meir get the idea that an erev Pesach b'shal shishis, you should take truma tahora and truma tameh, mix them together, be adayim, and be metame them? No, that he could not have gotten from Rabbi Yeshua. So possibility number four is rejected. So if we're keeping score, possibility number one was rejected, possibility number two was rejected, possibility number three was not rejected, possibility number four was rejected, and now possibility number five is also not going to be rejected. So at the end of the day, there are going to be two viable possibilities of where Rabbi Meir gets the idea that you're allowed to take Truma Torah and Truma Tameah, that are both chametz, and burn them together on Erev Pesach. So far the only viable possibility is that it's from Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim, and Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim was talking about a case when he allowed you to burn Kachim together, was talking about a case where the lower level Tuma Kachim was only Tameh on a Durabanan level anyway. So that was and from there Rabbi Meir said, ooh, when you wear your Doraisa glasses, it's Tahar. So that's Tahar with Tameh, and you're allowed to put it together. So Rabbi Meir said the same thing could be done when it comes to Chametz. So now says Gemara, Ella Ha Rabbi Yeshua, a fifth possibility. Maybe Rabbi Meir learned it from Rabbi Yeshua in the following context. Ditnan, the same Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shumos, or the Mishnah after, Chavishal Truma Shenishra Begas HaElyona. If let's say you have a barrel of Truma wine that breaks on an upper level, V'tachtona Chulin Tamein, and underneath it, there's an open barrel of Chulin, of Tamei Chulin wine. Now, if the Truma wine falls into that Chulin barrel, it's all going to become Tameh, and it's going to aser everything. The Chulin wine is going to become aser because it's now mixed with Truma. The Truma wine is aser because it's now Tameh. So every Chulin that's Tameh you're allowed to drink, but not when it's mixed with Truma, because now it's Truma Tameh. So everything's going to become become aser. So there's machlok. So even though when there's no possibility of saving anything, we're going to see a machlokas of Blazer Rabbi Yeshua soon, but Moder of Blazer Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Yochel Ahatzel Mimena Revius Petara Yatzil, that if you are able to save one Revius of the Truma wine, then Petara in a Tahar Kli, you're able to grab a Tahar Kli and catch, by the time you fetch the Kli and get back, all you're going to be able to save is just a tiny amount, but a revius of Truma wine, bitahara, then you should do that and save it from a Tumah, even though in the meantime, much of the Truma is going to land in the Chulin and is going to aser the Chulin. Meaning, what's your other option? Let's say the wine is pouring in right now, or is about to pour in. I have a Tumah Kli right here, so I could just stop the Truma wine from falling in by catching it in a Tumah Kli, and that will save all the Chulin, because then the Chulin won't mix with Truma, so the Chulin wine will all be saved. But I'm going to ruin the Truma because I'm catching it in a Tameh Kli. So it's going to land in the Tameh Kli. I'm going to ruin all the Truma. So that's option one. My other option is let it pour in. It will ruin all the Chulin. But by the time I get back, I'll be able to have, I'll find a Tahar Kli. I'll still salvage something of the Truma wine. So everyone agrees you have to salvage something of the Truma wine, even at the expense of all of your Chulin. In the meantime, all of your Chulin is going to get ruined because it's going to get mixed with Truma. But you have to do that if you're able to salvage anything. If you're able to salvage even just a revius of the Truma wine, everyone agrees you have to do that. But Vim Lav, but if you're not able to locate Tahar Kelim, and all of the Truma anyway is going to go into the Chulin and it's going to get ruined, so the Truma's a goner anyway. Now your two options are, let the Truma destroy all the Chulin also, let it fall in and let it destroy the Chulin, or take the Tameh Kli you have and catch the Truma wine so that the Truma wine will become Tameh, but at least the Chulin will be saved. At least the chulin, because chulin tamein is not a problem, at least the chulin will be saved. So in that case, imlav, if you're not able to find kelim tahorim, and the truma anyway is going to fall into the chulin if you don't do something about it, Rabbi Lezer omer terid tamei, vali tamena biad, Rabbi Lezer says, let it fall in, and you just can't actively go and take a kli and be metame truma. You're not allowed to be metame truma. I know you're never going to be able to drink it anyway. I know it's going to get ruined anyway. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to be metame truma. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, af yitamena biyad. Rabbi Yeshua says, think practically over here. The truma anyway is going to be destroyed. So why not destroy it biyadayim so that at least you could save the chulin? Oh, so that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, that if anyway it's going to be destroyed, you're even allowed to be mitameh biyadayim. So this is different than possibility number four. Possibility number four was, leave it somewhere where it's at high risk of becoming tameh. This is a lot more than that. You're being mitameh it. You're taking a tameh kli and allowing it to become, making it tameh. And you're allowed to do that because it's a goner anyway. It's anyway going to be ruined. So says Rabbi Meir, ooh, based on that, maybe on Erev Pesach, when you can't eat the chametz anymore anyhow, so you could take the truma tameh and the truma tahura and burn them together, because it's all going to be, you're not going to be able to eat any of it anyway. Says Mar Ihachi, yeah, but if that's what Rameir is based on, hay mi divrehem mi dvarav mi bayilei, he doesn't really get it from divrehem, from both the shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. It's really only Rabbi Yoshua's shita that's the basis of his opinion, because Rabbi Eliezer said, you got to let it all become tameh, you're not allowed to do anything biadayim. So hachi kamer mimachlo kasson shel Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua lemanu. Yeah, inochinami. That's what he meant. He meant based on this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, you can see from Rabbi Yoshua's opinion that you're allowed to actively be metame truma Torah if it's anyway going to be destroyed. Dekanami, and it's meduyik this way. Dekatani, because in the hemshich of the Mishnah says moda Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. The hemshich of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Meir, and he says that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua are moda that you're so sorif them separately. They have to be sorif the truma tameya separately and the truma tahora separately. So it sounds from there that Rabbi Meir also was going within Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, and not within Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva, the previous shitos in the Mishnah. So Shema Mina. So you see that in fact possibility number five is the most logical possibility, that when Rabbi Meir says midivreim lamanu, even though it doesn't read straight in the Mishnah, because what does the Mishnah do? It presents Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, then Rabbi Akiva. And then Rav Meir says, "Mi divrehem lamanu," but "mi divrehem" is not about either of the previous opinions. "Mi divrehem" is about something that's going to come later, or "meseches trumos" about saving wine that's about to get destroyed. But the fact that in that conversation, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua are brought up again tells us that that's what it's really about. So remember, we had two possibilities that were standing: possibility number three and number five. Number three was that the Vlad Atumah that we were talking about was only a Tumah Midrabanan to begin with. It was only a Tumah Midrabanan to begin with. So on a Daraisa level, it was Tahar. Says Gemara, more likely that possibility number five is correct. That the Mishnah is talking about, when Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim was talking, it was an Ava Tumah Daraisa and a Vlad Atumah Daraisa. Umay, and what does Rabbi Meir mean when he says midivrehem? Midivrehem, Rabbi Yeshua, having nothing to do with Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, he was really learning from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, like we said in possibility number five. So now says the Gemara, Eisve Rav Rav Nachman, Rav challenges Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, right, whatever Rabbi Meir meant, there was a machlokas on Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Someone jumped up, Rabbi Yossi jumped up and said, no, you cannot burn Truma Tameh with Truma Tahorah. So whatever Rameir meant, Rabbi Yossi had to be responding to that, right? So now we have, again, two possibilities of what Rameir meant. Either he meant midivreim of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, and it was about Truma, and Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim was talking about the more intense Tumah was Tumah D'Oraisa, the less intense Tumah was Tumah D'Rabbanan, or it had nothing to do with Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, it was all about Rabbi Yoshua. So what Rabbi Yossi's response to it has to address what Rameir was saying. What is, in fact, Rabbi Yossi's response? So Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Eina nidon dom, that your raya, what you're bringing as the basis for your position, Rav Meir, that you're allowed to burn truma tameh with truma tahora, is not at all similar to the case that you're bringing the raya from. Why? Shikshi idu, Rabbi Seinu al Mahi idu, because when they said that you're allowed to add tuma to kadshim, that what were they talking about? If you want to tell me that they were being made about basa that became tame from a vladatuma, that's being burnt together with basa that became tame from a avatuma, zetame vizetame. That's not a good raya. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim's case is not a good raya, because in Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim's case, even that which you're intensifying its level of tuma was already tame beforehand. How do you get from there that you can take truma tahora and burn it? And if your basis is Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva allows you to take shemen of truma and burn it in a kli that's tameh, well, is that possible? Is that tameh? The shemen was already possible anyway. Whereas over here, you're talking about taking truma tahora and burning it together with truma tameya. So af anu modem truma shenitmeis bevlada to mishsofren osam truma shenitmeis ba'avatuma aval heich nisrof hatuluya imatameya. How can you burn an erev Pesach truma that's even tuluya, that's safek tameh, safek tar, together with truma tameya, based on anything that we've learned until this point? After all, you don't know that which is even tuluya, you don't know that it's for sure tameh. Shema yavo Eliyahu v'yitayrena. Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and he's going to tell us that it's really tahar, and therefore it will turn out that you're being mitameh truma biyadayim, and therefore for sure kal v'chomer, you can't take something that's vaday tahar, chametz that's vaday tahar, and burn it together with vaday with chametz that's tameh. So that's aleph. And then Rabbi Yossi brings another raya to the isser of burning trumas chametz tameya together with trumas chametz tahora hapigul va'nos v'atameh, because a carbon that's shechted that became pigul, that became yad machshava of chutz l'zmano at the time that you were doing the zrika, or the time that you were doing the shechita, va'noser, a carbon that the zman achila has already passed, v'hatameh, or a basar of a carbon that's tameh, all of these things are possible and they have to be burnt. Beishami omrim ein nisofen kachas. Beishami says, yeah, but you can't burn them together even though they're all possible, because the pigul and the noser aren't yad tameh. You're going to burn them together, you're going to be metameh kachim. Ubeisil omrim nisofen kachas. Beisil says they can be burnt together. Apparently, there's no isser of being metameh that which is pigul and nosar. So we're going to explain a little bit later what that machlokas is about and why Rabbi Yossi is bringing this up, what that has anything to do with Rabbi Meir, how this fits in. So let's just ignore the pigul nosar tameh for right now. But if Rabbi Meir's entire basis was possibility number 5 was that which Rabbi Yoshua said, that he allows saving the chulin by catching the truma wine in a tameh barrel, that's what Rabbi Meir was based on. Why is Rabbi Yossi's whole argument against Rabbi Meir is how can you learn from Rabbi Yossi? He's not learning from Rabbi Yossi. He's learning from Rabbi Yoshua. So if we're correct that Rabbi Meir's basis is Rabbi Yoshua, then the critique that Rabbi Yossi has of Rabbi Meir is very odd. He's challenging. You don't see anything from Rabbi Yossi. In the case of Rabbi Yossi, the lesser tameh thing was at least tameh already. Okay, fine, but I didn't say I was learning from Mechanin Skan upon him. I was learning from Rabbi Yeshua. So isn't this a raya that in fact Rabbi Meir, that pshat number 3 was correct, that Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim and not from Rabbi Yoshua? Some Lev Nachman, Rabbi Yossi lava daite. Rabbi Yossi didn't know what Rabbi Meir was based on. Duhusava Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, mid Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim kamalei. He thought Rabbi Meir was deriving his halacha from Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, and therefore he responded in that way. Va'amar lei, but then Rabbi Meir corrected him and he said, no, anami Rabbi Yoshua. I agree. I can't learn anything from Mechanina Sagan HaKohanim. The case of Mechanina Sagan HaKohanim is a different case. I'm learning from Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, who allows you to take a Tameh vessel and catch the Truma and be Metameh, the Truma be Adayim, in order to save all of your Chulin. Va'amar lei. So Rabbi Yossi then responds to that. You know what? I don't like that either. Va'fil Rabbi Shonami Einahi Amida. Even it's not even a good limud from Rabbi Yoshua. I don't see the connection between catching Truma Tahora in a Tameh Kli and being Metameh and burning Chametz of Truma Tahora together with Chametz of Truma Tameh. Tahamoda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shosha, sorry, Zubufneatma. I would argue, says Rabbi Yossi, that even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that when it comes to burning Chametz, two separate fires, one for Truma Tahora, one for Truma Tameh, you cannot mix them. Says Gemara, but why? Vamai? Vamai Eini Amida? Mido Amidi? How could Rabbi Yossi say that it's Eini Amida? That it's not at all comparable? It seems pretty strong, right? It seems like a strong comparison. What did Rabbi Shua allow you to do? You have truma that's going to get ruined anyway, and chulin that you could still salvage. So instead of allowing the truma to get ruined, you're allowed to be metameh it biyadayim. You could could take a tummy kli and catch it. Isn't that exactly the same thing as chametz? Chametz is going to get ruined anyway. It's anyway not going to be able to be eaten. So be a daim. Take the chametz, take the one and the other, and put them both together. So why is that in a yamida? Seems like a really valid comparison. Says Gemara, shiny hasam dika hefset chulin. No, why did we allow it in that case of catching the truma in the tummy kli? Because otherwise all your chulin wine was going to be destroyed. Yeah, this massive barrel of chulin wine. If all of that truma falls in, you're going to lose a lot of money. So b'makom hefsid, we're willing to be makil b'makom hefsid. So masvar b'yirmiya, and by burning chametz, it's not a makom hefsid. Meaning, what are your options? You're going to have to burn all the chametz anyway, right? But either you can make one fire and throw it all into the fire, or you're going to have to invest in firewood for two separate fires, and that's going to cost money. Firewood's not free. It's sort of. I mean, sometimes you see. I know a friend of mine likes to make bonfires. He just drives around the neighborhood and finds branches on people's lawns, and he has firewood. But okay, but let's say firewood is not. They do sell it, so firewood is not free. That's going to cost money also. So masvar b'yirmiya masdi sanami yikahav sedeitzim. In the case of our Mishnah also of Rabbi Meir, there's also the loss of the eitzim because you have to make a separate fire for the truma tahora. Amalei husaba lehefsim merubu chashu lehefsim muat lo chashu. Big difference between the amount of hefsid that would happen if all of your truma wine fell into your chulin tameim, where all of the chulin wine is going to get ruined. And wine is very expensive versus making another fire to burn your truma tahora separate from your truma tameya. So for a hefsin meruba, we're willing to be mitame biyadayim. But for a hefsin muad, we're not willing to be mitame biyadayim. So when all the dust settles, what seems to emerge, and this is the end of part one of that, what seems to emerge is that what Rabbi Meir was based on, when Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah, you could burn Truma Tahora Chametz together with Truma Tameya Chametz, was really Rabbi Yeshua. It was the fifth possibility. It was the fact that Rabbi Yeshua allowed you to catch the Truma wine in a Tameh vessel so that it doesn't ruin all of the Chulin. That's what he was based on. The reason Rabbi Yossi didn't like it was because Rabbi Yossi thought that Mishnah in Trumos is an exception. It's an exception that's made for the sake of Hefsid Merubah. So two quick points before we move on to part two over here. First, hefsid merubah. How do we define exactly hefsid merubah? What counts toward hefsid merubah? So there are a lot of places where the chachamim are makil behefsid merubah, like in the Makom Safek, the Marshal writes in the Tshuva, and the Magen Avram quotes it in Simrei Samach Aleph, that by Bein HaShemash HaSever of Shabbos, you're allowed to do something that's only asr mishum shvus b'makom hefsid merubah. And Bein HaShemash HaSever of Shabbos, you're allowed to violate nisid rabbanan mishum hefsid merubah. Or if there's a machlokas in din, you could be somech on a das yachid against the das rabbim mishum hefsid merubah. That's what Rav Shechter often points out, that you do find there's a concept we learned in Maseches Erevin, elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, that when there's a machlokas tanaim, machlokas amaraim, we assume that everybody's correct, but we always assume that's not a klal in halacha, that's a klal in Torah, that all of it is Torah. If you learn shitas beis shammai, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though we don't paskin like the beis shammai. It's not considered bittul Torah. As Rav Salvechik said, that when he made a siyum on Maseches Brachos, he used to give shiurim in the Maria Shul in Manhattan, and it was once a week, and he went slowly, so it took like 10 years, and they finished Brachos, so they made a big siyum with the Felicia Gesuda and everything, and he said, someone commented to him that you were mevatel Torah on a Daraisa level, because all of Maseches Brachos, except for the Kriya Shema Sugis, are all about mitzvahs Rabbanan. Brachos are Rabbanan, everything's Rabbanan, so it's bittul Torah on a Daraisa level. So he said, no, it's Talmud Torah on a Daraisa level, even though we're only learning about Dinim Derabbanan. It still counts as Talmud Torah on a Daraisa level. So similarly, when you have Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, there may be something that's rejected la halacha, but it's still Talmud Torah on a Daraisa level to learn the Shita Beis Shammai. So we often think, but there's no halachic ramifications to Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Meaning, there's no halacha from the Das Yachid. There's no Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim in a matter of halacha. So Shechter often points out, yes, there is. This notion that b'makom hefsim ruba we're going to be somech on a das yachid, that's only because we believe elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. It's only because he's also correct. If we didn't believe elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, then you can't be somech on a shita that's wrong, that's objectively wrong. It's only because the shita is technically right. It's just that normally we paskin otherwise. That's kedai hu Rabbi Shimon nismoch alav b'shas hachak. That sometimes you'll be somech on a shita that's rejected when it comes to a situation of a of a shasad chak. So that's that, and the reason we're making the makom hafsid meruba is because haTorah chasal mamonim shel Yisrael. We do take into account if there's going to be a major financial loss. Now the post can discuss, however, what if the major financial loss is going to be minor for each person? I mean, it's going to cost everybody $5, right? It's like there are these people that steal a lot of money by just figuring out a way to get like a couple of pennies off of everyone's bank, right? So everyone's, it's going to cost everyone a small amount of money, but it's going to be hefsim ruba for the klal. So do we view that as hefsim miut or hefsim ruba? So one of the poskim, the panim meiros and the tshuvas panim meiros, he thinks to bring a raya from our sugya that we consider eitzim to be a hefsim muat, that to make another bonfire it's hefsim muat, but everybody's got to burn their chametz. So it's going to be a lot of eitzim. So that's going to be a hefsim ruba in total. Elamai, you see that we view it based on each individual, but then he says it's not a good raya at all, and it really isn't a good raya at all, because it's talking about a situation where you have truma tameya to burn and truma tahara to burn. Hopefully you'll have neither. Hopefully none of your truma ever became tameya because you were careful about mishmeres trumasi, you were careful to guard the truma, and hopefully you ate all your truma tahara. So there's no, you ate all your chametz, that's truma tahara. Right, like the Gemara 7 Daf Yud Gimel, that you have to try to find all the quantum that you can to eat the truma tahara in advance of Pesach. So hopefully you took care of that. So hopefully you have neither. So how many people are there that have both, that have truma tahara? So it's not a hefsid meruba, even when viewed in total. So that's one issue as far as hefsid meruba. Another interesting issue that just was mentioned over here, we said that when it comes to truma teluya, who knows, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and he's going to tell us that the teluya is really tahora, and therefore it will be a violation of an iser to go and be sorry for the truma. The Rambam writes in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that if a Navi comes and he says that about one of the Dinei HaTorah, that Hashem said that the din has to be this way, and really normally we would have said Halacha Kedivrei Ploni, he's a Navi Sheker and he's Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Chenek, even though he makes an os and he does something miraculous because he's being the Torah, lo b'shamayim. If the Torah says lo b'shamayim, you're not allowed to pass on halacha based on shamayim. So the Mishnah Melech writes in Hilchos Ishus, in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Ishus, that we are so mechan Eliyahu HaNavi in his suffix in Metzius, meaning because otherwise the question begs itself, what do you mean Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, he's going to tell us if it's Torah or Tameh? We would then have to kill him. If he starts coming and passing on halachas because he's Eliyahu HaNavi, because he's a Navi, he'd be chayiv Misa. No, but he's being Mevarim Metzius. Did it become Tameh? I don't know if a Tameh person touched it or not. So he's going to tell me, did a Tameh person touch it or not? It's not a suffix in halacha, it's really a suffix in Metzius. The Tshuvas Torah Lashma writes similarly that it's dafka in a suffix in din, we don't follow Divrei Navi, but a suffix in Metzius, we follow the Divrei Navi, and it brings many rayos, including our Gemara about Eliyahu. However, the Chidah in Shem HaGadolim brings the sheet of Maran ben Chabib in the Sefer Tosos Yom HaKippurim on Maseches Yuma that says that we don't follow a Navi even by a suffix in Metzius, like if it's Ben Zion L'Rishon or Ben Tes L'Achron, by a pregnancy, when a woman gives birth, and it's a suffix, which husband, which man she had the baby with, was it the first husband or the second husband, we don't follow Eliyahu, and the Chidah disagrees with this Tosas Yom Kippurim, and he brings many, many riyas that by a suffix in Metzius, we do follow a Navi. So that seems to be the widely accepted opinion. Now when it comes to Metzius, then Eliyahu HaNavi does get to answer. That's the question about is, does teku really mean tishbi yitaretz kushios v'yibayos? How can Eliyahu HaNavi be mitaretz kushios v'yibayos lo b'shamayim hi? He'd be chayiv chenek if he tried to be mitaretz based on nevuah. So that's what Maritz Chiyus writes in his writings, that maybe it does, I don't remember if he deals with the word teku, but maybe it does mean that Eliyahu HaNavi can answer questions in halacha, because Eliyahu HaNavi, in addition to being a Navi, is also a Talmud Chacham. So the question is, he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than anyone living today, so he'll come back and he'll be mitaritz the questions in halacha based on being a Talmud Chacham, not based on being a Navi. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Now the second part of the daf. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas Peshesh, Av B'Sheva Devrei Kol Sarfin. You know, this whole Machlokas we had in the mission between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi, are you allowed to burn the Truma Tameya together with the Truma Tahora when you're burning your Chametz in the sixth hour? That's only when it's in the sixth hour, when on a Doraisa level, the Chametz is still Mutter B'Achila. It's not already a Goner on a Doraisa Yisrael level. But if it's in the seventh hour, when the when everything is already Yasser Min HaTorah, when all Chametz is already Yasser Min HaTorah, then there's no problem of mixing the Truma Tahorah with the Truma Tameah and making the Truma Tahorah Tameah, because anyway, the Truma Tahorah is gone. It's already Yasser Midah Raisa to eat. So Amalei Rabbi Zeir the Rabbi Yassi, Neima Kasav Rabbi Yochanan Masnisin, Ba'ava Tumadah Raisa, Uvlada Tumadrabanan, Umaimi Devreya, Ami Devrebi Chinyaskan Aquanim. So says Gemara, ooh, wait, maybe Rabbi Yochanan's assuming that possibility number three in the previous sugya was correct, that Reb Meir's whole shita was based on Rabbi Chanina's Gan Aquanim. And what did Rabbi Chanina's Gan Aquanim tell you? He told you they take something that's tamei intensely midoraisa, rishon l'tum midoraisa, and burn it together with something that's tamei ashlishi l'tum midrabanan, that on a daraisa level is not tamei at all. And while it's tamei midrabanan, that's where we had that's where Rabbi Chanina's Gan Aquanim allowed doing it. So because Rabbi Yochanan saying that machlokas b'sheish sounds like it's dafka in the sixth hour that Rabbi Meir will allow you to be metameh. But the implication is if it were the fourth hour or the fifth hour, when the Trumas Chametz is mamish mutter, even on a drabana level, then even Rabbi Meir would not allow you to mix the two together, even though it's going to be destroyed ultimately, but right now it's still mutter to eat. So you see, the heter is not based on Rabbi Yoshua that you're allowed to be metameh truma that's going to be lost. It has to be the makar of the heter of a mayor is based on Rabbi Chanina, that you're allowed to be metame truma that's only tame on a drabanan level. So the same is true when you have truma that's asur midrabanan, chametz in the shah ashishis, when it's only asur midrabanan, so you're allowed to, that's where Rabbi Meir says, oh, since it's asur midrabanan anyway, you're allowed to now be metame it by burning it together with truma tamea. So you see that that's what Rabbi Yochanan must be assuming by saying that it's all about the shah ashishis. So Amalei, Rabbi Yassi says Rabbi Zera, in exactly correct, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir's Raya is, like we said, possibility number three, not possibility number five. It's based on Rabbi Chanina's Gan Aquanim, it's not based on Rabbi Yeshua, and he allows being metame Trumas Chametz only in the sixth hour, but not before the sixth hour. Only when it's already Aser Midrabanan, not when it's still Mutter. It Marnami, and we have it more explicitly, that Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisin Bava Tumadar Raisa, Uvlana Tumadar Midrabanan. That Rabbi Chanina's Gan Aquanim was talking about a case of an avatuma daraisa with a vladatuma midrabanan umay midivrehem. And what does Rabbi Meir mean when he says midivrehem? Midivre Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim. He's basing himself not on Rabbi Yeshua, but on Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim. Umachlokas b'sheish av b'sheva divrei kol sarfin. And the whole machlokas is only in the sixth hour can you burn the two together, but in the seventh hour, everyone agrees, sarfin, you are allowed to burn them together, because once the seventh hour hits, they're all lasa midaraisa. Lema mesaye, Lesa says, well, I'll bring you a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to everyone, you're allowed to be metame, that you're allowed to be metame truma, that's asur min haTorah, based on what Rabbi Yossi says in the Braisa. Hapigla andos v'atame, so remember we said we'd revisit this, that hapigla andos v'atame, we saw a machlokas, that beishame yomrim ein nisrof and kachas. Beishame says, you're not allowed to burn them all together. Ubeisil lom nisrof and kachas. Beisil says, you are allowed to burn them together. So Rabbi Yossi's raya is that there's no machlokas beishame beisil, the machlokas beishame beisil is only by kachim that are pasul min haTorah. But truma during the sixth hour, which is only asur midrabanan, even Beis Hillel would be moda that you're not allowed to be metameit. So you see, Rabbi Yossi is moda that by kachim that are asur min haTorah, that Beis Hillel will say you're allowed to be metame biyadayim, even though they're not tame at all, but they're pasul min haTorah. So the same should be true by chametz in the seventh hour. Chametz in the seventh hour, it may not be tame yet, but it's pasul min haTorah. It's something you're not allowed to eat min haTorah, and therefore even Rabbi Yossi, who disagrees with Rabbi Meir, would say, okay, once it's gone, min haTorah, so then you're allowed to be metameit. So says Mar, no, shiny hasam, maybe the din of pigul noser and tame is different, and you're allowed to be metame the pigul and the noser, dis utum midrabanan. Because pigul and noser is may not be tame on a daraisa level, but is already tame on a drabanan level. Ditnan, ha pigul and noser metame nasi yadayim. Because pigul and noser are metame nasi yadayim on a drabanan level. So lema misayele, so I'll bring you a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to everyone, you're allowed to be metame trumas chametz. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's big chiddush is once the chametz becomes asumi daraisa anyway, you're allowed to burn truma tamea together with truma Torah. You don't have to to worry about the impact on the Truma Torah, because it's Asa Midaraisa anyway, even though it's Tahar, but it's Chametz in the seventh hour. So what's the Raya that you're allowed to do so? Hapas She'ifshal. Let's say you have moldy bread, V'nifsala Milechal La'adam, and it becomes something that's inedible, the Kelev Yachal Yachla, but it's still Chametz, because it's still Roy Lachilas Kelev. The Halach is, when it comes to other Ma'achalos Asuros, once it's Ein Ruya Lager, once it's not edible for a human being, so the Shem Nevela goes away, the other Isurim go away. But when it comes to Chametz, it has to be Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. It has to be deteriorate to the point that even a dog can't eat it. So let's say you have moldy bread that's still chametz, because a dog could still eat it. So metame tumas ochlin, it could be metame something else with tumas ochlin bekabetza. If it's a kabetza in size, it has the capacity to transmit tumah to other things. V'nisrefes imatumah bepesach, and it's nisrefes, it could be burnt together with the tameya on Pesach with that which is tameh, even though it's going to touch truma to is going to the tameya is going to be metamei it. You see that you're allowed to be metamei truma that's not roi lachila, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So you see that according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to be metamei in erev Pesach even trumas chametz that is roi lachila. And who didn't trumas chametz in the seventh hour? That even Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to be metamei when it's in the seventh hour because it's already asur min haTorah with the nisr chametz. So it says no. Shiny asum diafra be'almahu. You can't bring a raya from Pasha Ivsha. Pasha Ivsha is something that's afra bialma, meaning from a human perspective, it's worthless. So since from a human perspective, it's worthless anyway, so you could be metameit. As opposed to Trumas Chametz Torah during the seventh hour, you're right. On a halachic level, it's worthless. But on a metzius level, it's perfectly viable. So you can't compare that which is halachically inedible to that which is in metzius inedible. So Ihachi Maimoda, if that's Rameir's Rayas from the Eidos Rabbi Chanina's Galakonim. So what is it? Why? Meaning, if we're going to assume that like possibility number three, that Rameir's whole Rayas from Chanina's Galakonim, why does it say Moder Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Shua? Where did Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Shua come in the picture? So Achi Kamel Rabbi Yosef the Rameir. Rabbi Yosef was saying to Rameir was as follows: Afilu Rabbi Yeshua the Mekel. Even Rabbi Yeshua, who's more Mekel than Rabbi Eliezer by Truma wine that's about to fall into the Chulin Tamein, and he allows you to catch it in the Tame Kli. Only allows you to do that b'makom hefsid, so that the truma doesn't fall into the chulin and aseret. But by burning trumas chametz taorah together with tameya on erev Pesach, where there's not going to be any major loss, just going to cost you an extra couple of dollars for some more wood. So even then, he wouldn't be mekel. Ki mekel b'tuluya b'tameya aval b'taorah tameya lo. Even he would only be mekel if the truma taorah is not really taorah. It's safek taorah safek tameh. So iachi amai eni hi amida. But if in fact Rav Meir learns his din from Mechaninus Gan Akonim, and he understands that Mechaninus Gan Akonim is talking about Kachim that's a Rishon together with Kachim that's a Shlishi Midrabanan, then why Eni Hiyamida Mido Midi? Why does Rabbi Yossi think that Rabbi Meir is making a faulty comparison? It seems like a very viable comparison. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, no, Hacha Bebasar Shenitma Bemashkin Shenitma Machmas Sheretz. The Eidus of Mechaninus Gan Akonim was talking about Basar that became Tame from a Mashkin that became Tame from a Sheretz. And Machlok Shemer Rabbi Yossi is whether that Basar is tami midarais or midrabanan, and Rav Meir is saying it's vazer Rav Meir l'tamei v'Rabbi Yosi l'tamei. Rav Meir l'tamei damar tumas mashkin l'tamei achim drabanan. Rav Meir is saying, look, it's only tamei on a drabanan level, and you're still allowed to be matamei and midaraisa. So that's exactly like my case of chametz and erev Pesach. And Rav Yosi says, no, it's not tamei on a drabanan level; it's tamei on a daraisa level. Rav Yosi l'tamei damar tumas mashkin l'tamei achirim daraisa. When a mashkin becomes tamei from a sheretz, it has the capacity to be metame other things on a daraisa level. So this basar that's a shlishi is tame min haTorah, and that's why Rabbi Chanina allowed burning it together with basar that's a rishon on a daraisa level. So don't bring any riots from there that you can take truma tahora and burn it with truma tameya on erev Pesach in the sixth hour. That absolutely not. So it's really it boils down to a machlokas about whether mashkin that becomes tame from basar that becomes tame from Mashkin that became Tame from Sheretz is Tame on a Daraisa level or Tame on a Drabanan level. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will elaborate on that machlokas tomorrow, beginning with Titania.